Boo-Humbaugh in the Western Shoshone, and if you would like to pick up a brochure, we do have brochures, meaning Dr. Water. And we know that our people have used the mineral water for time immemorial. They realize the value of that water. And now the white people now are finding the value of water. And so what they're wanting to do with our water is to take and put a building over the top so that they can use it for electricity and et cetera. And I don't know the alls, ins, and outs about it. But it makes me sad and the Native American people's hearts sad because this is not what the natural water was meant to be. It's good to have electricity, but everything we have today that is not good for us. When we look at the gold mining, look at the destruction around us, look at our Mother Earth that is being scarred, and you think and you look around and you see the mining in the Four Corner area and in the Native American land. And again, we find where they're always looking toward the Native American piece of ground that they gave to us. They took us off of the most beautiful parts in America and have put us on to little tiny pieces of ground. And they said, now you live here, and this is yours, and you can do with what you want, you know? And then they tried to make herders out of people that were our Native Americans that were nomads. And the Shoshone people were the nomads. They traveled. They followed the seasons of the food, whether it be berries, would it be the pine nuts, would it be for the deer, the game, etc., etc. And because of all of this coming down today, we're finding that we're having more and more sicknesses. How many of our families today is touched with some kind of a disease? A respiratory, you're not having good breathing. Cancer of all sorts. This has come out of this radiation, this testing of the bombs, and disturbing Mother Earth and doing things that are polluting our water. I would like to see the President of this United States drink the oil that he is so avid to have, going and taking lives. That is unacceptable. That is not why you and I were put here. It's a natural law. We are not to kill one another, but that's what's going on today. And we as people see this. We have a right to speak out, and we need to speak out. We need to speak out for our Mother Earth because she's suffering. Not only that, but we're suffering too. What they've done to our Mother Earth is coming back on us. And I say, what are we leaving for our children and our children's children for the next seven generations? How many babies today are being born deformed? We don't hear the high statistics. We don't hear about the many people that are being killed in war. I cannot remember when we have been at peace. We have war after war after war. And if something doesn't happen soon, there's not going to be any people left. And so I'm speaking out this morning as a mother and a grandmother, not only for my own family, but for your family too. Because that nuclear waste is no respecter of persons. And what they're mining today and they're turning it into things that are not good for us health-wise. In the process, they're killing us. And we appreciate each one of you that are here because this is saying we're banding together. But there's just a few of us. And I challenge you, when you leave this place, you go out and you talk about it. You talk about things that you've heard here. I know in my heart that we're speaking the truth. And so I'm going back to the mineral water that our people have used to heal their bodies, to get rid of the aches and the pains. And we have our doctors, our native doctors that could work on us and help us, and to pray for us that we can become well people. And so Corbin Harney had a vision, and he was told that we need to find some place, he needed to find some place where he could have all people. Didn't say just the black, the yellow, the white, the brown. Just one of those nations. No, all people could go there and receive healing as much as he could work on them. And that is why Puhumba was founded. And Corbin has been sick this last winter. In January, he came down with pneumonia. And so many people lost their lives this last winter, this last year, with pneumonia. We were very fortunate to be able to call upon a brother that came to run a sweats for Corbin. And that's what helped him, and that's what saved him. How important it is for us to protect our resources. Why do they have to continue to destroy the natural things that was created and given to us as people? And my message to my people today is, we need to gather together, support one another. How many organizations do we have in the state of Nevada? I hear voices off to the side saying, oh, this organization is saying this. This organization is saying this. And this organization is doing that. And when I hear those things, they have not been good. And I'm here to tell you that those words that we're letting some people go out and don't tell the whole truth, that is what hurts us. Make sure what you talk about is the truth. And we as Native people need to stand together. We don't need to be talking behind one another's back. That's childish. Let us stand strong and let us talk the truth. If you don't know the truth, don't repeat. If you think something's going to hurt your brother or your sister, don't repeat it, because that's not good. That's what's been tearing our people apart. The BIA, I give all the credit to them, because they knew what they were doing from the time that they became established way back when. They already had a plan way ahead. We're going to separate these people. First of all, we're going to take the children out of the home. We're going to educate them. Yeah, right. What did it take to educate our people? It took beating, because our people, the only language they knew was their own native tongue. And they were taken to those schools, and they were beaten. They were scrubbed with scrubbing brushes, the bristle kind, trying to get the black off of the elbows to make them white, using Purex, trying to make us white. We don't need to be white. We need to be who we are. Be proud of who you are. And so with the education, our people suffered great extremes. It's horrible to talk about it. It's heartbreaking. I didn't know the story of the boarding schools, because they broke my mother's spirit so bad she never talked about it. I never knew what my mother suffered in the boarding school until I grew up and I started going to the National Indian Education Conference. And there, back in Nebraska, I heard an Indian man get up from the back. And he stood up. And he says, this is what I went through. He talked about the beatings. He talked about the sister that was raped. not once but many times, and how they were beaten because they dared speak their own language. And when they went to the had to go to the bathroom in their pants because they couldn't speak the white man's language, they were beaten. And when a child was scrubbed so hard with a scrubbing brush that their skin would bleed, that child cried. There was no pity. And when that child went to bed, cried all night long, woke up the next morning and found that there was nothing but blood on the sheets, on the blanket. He was beaten. It didn't stop. And because of that, many of our people lost our language. My mother never talked Indian to me because the BIA did a good job. It's horrendous what they did to my people. But the truth has to be said. The truth has to be come out now. Because it's only with the truth are we going to be set free. We don't have to be ashamed of that. We were not the savages. Who was the savage? And because they didn't understand our sweat lodges, because they didn't understand our dances, because they didn't understand our prayers, they didn't want to understand. And so they made us out to be the bad guys, but we were the caretakers of this land. That was a job we had to do, and that was a job our people tried to carry on, to do the best they can, and we were criticized. And I see the same thing happening today to my people, and it breaks my heart when I hear rumors, bad rumors. This one said that. And oh, this. But those are the kind of things we need to stop. Let's give honor to one another. Let's give honor to our sisters that have stood and fought long and hard and is still fighting. Let's gather together and stand behind them. And let's quit listening to a person that goes out and is breaking our people apart. Because it always comes back the same way. And so I say, let's quit listening to gossip. That's not our way. Let's put that aside. Let's work together. And that's why I'm here at this gathering. It doesn't matter what I heard out there, because I understand that now. And I ask to be forgiven that I listened to it for a while. But I have to get rid of that because it has bothered me and it has hurt me. And so I'm bringing it out before you. Because I want to set myself free that I can walk my life in the way that I need to walk. And it doesn't matter what anybody says about me, because I know who I'm following. I need to do the job that I have been called to do by the Creator. And that is to pray for all people. And I pray today, and my prayer has been, let us all come back together as one people. There's not very many of us Western Shoshones left. And what we're doing to one another today is heartbreaking. We're kicking each other out of the reservations. We're taking the enrollment away from them. I too am standing in the forefront. I may lose my enrollment with the Timok of Western Shoshone. Here a year ago, I almost lost my home. That was almost taken away from me. But that's okay. But it's really hard when your own people turn against you. And so I'm saying, let's not let things stand in our way. Let us band together, because we need each other. They may take my enrollment away from me, but I know who I am, and I know who my father and my mother was, and I knew my grandparents. And I wished I did know more about my people. But I'm saying today, and I'm encouraging my people, let's stand together. Let's not let one person stand up and give half-truths, that it'll hurt us. Let's put that aside. Let's be open-minded and listen and stand behind one another. Because as long as we have breath, there is still hope for us. And that's why we're here today. That's why I'm here, to support my sisters that have been on the battlefield for so long. The Creator knew that there was going to be many sicknesses come upon our land and among our people. People need help. And so they come to Puhumba. They come looking for someone that can pray for them, where they can go into the water. And we pray for that water. We ask that that water be clean and that it will do the work upon that body and upon that person, that they may be healed. And there has been people healed. And so this is the reason why Puhumba was founded. So all people have some place to go to receive the help. The Creator already saw people were going to become sick because of what's going on in our world today. And as we work together, we have a fighting chance. Let's not give up the fight, but let's stand together as strong people. And we appreciate you folks that are here, that are not a Native American. If it wasn't for you, our tents wouldn't be put up, our grounds wouldn't have been cleaned. And so it was at the test site. I missed my Native people there. There was just a handful of us. But there was a strong statement that went out. We were able to get the attention of the Wakanhuts. At first, they were laughing. They were laughing at us. Well, who are these people? Here they are again. Another year. Here they come again on Mother's Day. What do they think they're doing? But when we gave our testimonies, veterans got up and gave their testimonies. The youth got up and gave their testimony. The mothers, the fathers. And then there was an older man, 70-year-old man. He got up there and he said what he had to say. And he thought he was not going to go across the line. But he talked himself right into a corner and he had to go across the line. It was fantastic. It was something to see. It was really something. And he's standing behind the fence and here comes our young women and our women folks going across the line, getting put in behind in the fence in the penned area on the test site. This older gentleman, 70-year-old man, he says, "Come on, men, where are you? The women are outnumbering us." And he's standing behind the pen locked up. It was horrendous. It was just absolutely fantastic. But the power and the spirit that was there at the test site, if you weren't there, you missed it. It was so powerful. And the song came, the buffalo song came, and we sang it. And one of our dear brother, Navajo brothers, came and he sang the song with us. I'll tell you what, you talk about the spirit at work. That's when the Wakanhuts, the sheriff of Nye County was on the other side. The state patrolman was on the other side. And you could see the difference. The spirit took over and touched hearts. It was something to behold. I wish you'd all could have been there to witness that. So that's the reason why we have to stick together and pray one for the other. So we loosen the spirit of our Creator to go out and speak for us when we don't have the words to speak no more. I'm really happy that I'm here, and I thank you for the privilege. What a privilege to talk before you. Thank you.